For those of you that don't know who Noor Hellstrom is, he's one of the guys that we end up trading ammo with a whole lot. He's in the Space Police. He's on pretty much everybody's kill mails. He is a dirty pirate. So if you have any questions about pirating or PvP in general, he is the guy to ask. So I guess we'll just either type questions in class, or we could have Noor call on somebody who, call on people who X up in class, whatever he wants to do. Noor?
Yeah. How you guys doing? First off, I just want to say I love what you guys do for the EVE community. I think it's awesome what you guys do, showing new players how to interact with the game and everything. I think it's great what you guys are doing.
Thanks. Alright, well, that's awkward. I guess I will start off with the first question. Oh, there you go. Noor, if you want to look in the class study, any there's a question from Flay Goodson.
Was there, were you asking me something? I didn't really get too much of that.
Flay would like you to introduce yourself, tell us about your career in EVE, that sort of stuff.
All right, well, probably started a while back. I used to play World of Warcraft a lot, but my brother, Almagar Fogg, used to play EVE Online for years. And I was I got bored of World of Warcraft. It was the same crap. So I figured I'd try out EVE. I tried out a little bit of it, and right when I first started playing, because Fogg used to be in 0-0 and stuff, so... So he brought me into the game, and right when he got me into playing, he told me right away that he was going to start pirating because he heard it was fun, and I didn't know anything about the game. So so I just sort of was like, yeah, sure, I'll do whatever. And ever since we moved to the Haggler Pocket, and it was just the three of us. There's three brothers in CDV. That started it, and it was myself, Almagar Fogg, and Ricky Retardo. We're all brothers, and we were the actual starting members of CDV in the past year and a half since we came to the Haggler Pocket. And ever since then, I've just been killing and trying to learn as much as I can and kill as many people as I can.
That's fantastic. I had no idea that you guys were all actually brothers.
Yeah, I used to live with Ricky at his place, and just recently, for the past month and a half, I moved in with Fogg. So Fogg he's usually sitting like 5 feet away from me, and if it's not Fogg, then Ricky is usually sitting like 2 feet away from me. So we're usually pretty close in the game, and we're a really close family.
Well, it certainly explains how you guys are all sort of on key with each other. A. Frost would like to know, let me scroll up here, are you a full-time pirate, or do you have a Care Bear character to help fund your PvP habit?
No, I am actually full-time pirate. The funny thing is, I seem to be, I mean, there's a few people that can make money doing this, but for not gate camping, because one of the things at Space Police, we don't, I mean, sure, we have some guys that gate camp, but most of CDV, we don't gate camp. I personally don't like it. I think it's boring as hell sitting on a gate and, like, not getting an actual fight, because when you're gate camping, you're either ganking the shit out of somebody, sorry for the language, or you're getting ganked by blobs. So I prefer to actually fight it out in the belt. I mean, I'll fight on a gate if it's a good kill. But yeah, I seem to be one of the only guys in our alliance that can actually make money doing nothing but killing people.
That's cool. Not many people, from what I understand, can actually do that. That's kind of impressive.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you got to kill lots of stuff. Lots and lots of stuff. And pretty much just sell the expensive stuff that you get and, you know, hope you get some faction loot.
Cool. Shinji would like to know what your favorite ship is.
That's really hard. That's a really hard question to answer. I mean, the ship that I've gotten the most kills with has been the Drake, but I'd say out of Tech One ships, Tech One frigates, it would probably have to be the Incursus. I mean, I could go on for different ones. I mean, I got cruisers, I would have to say, would probably be the Vexer. And battle cruisers, you know, it's a toss-up between the Drake and the Brutix. I like the Brutix, but it's kind of weak. Now, the Rifter's a good ship, but the thing is, when I first started playing and I lived in Ottawa, I used to get killed all the time by Rifters, so I made it a point to actually make and design and make a good fitting that would kill almost all Rifters, and I used to go out on a daily basis hunting for Rifters in my Incursus and just try and kill them. I mean, I'd lose a few of them, but most of the times after I found a decent fit, I was able to kill most Rifters.
That's funny, that's how I came up with this Griffin ship that I've been driving for the past little while. Let's see. Stride would like to know, how famous is Eve Uni in the pirate community?
From what I hear, a lot of people don't like you for some reason, but, and you know, in the Alliance, a lot of people didn't like you guys either, probably because a lot of gems, a lot of blobs, but honestly, I always had respect for you guys. I always enjoyed fighting you guys. You know, sometimes it was hard with getting jammed and you can't fight back, but you learn to work around that and just do your best.
Cool, man. At least somebody likes us. You kind of already answered this next one. Kleenex would like to know if you lost a lot of ships when you started PvP, or were you doing pretty well in it right from the start?
Well, if you look at our kill board, I don't know if you guys have a link to my kill board, but I am the top loser in the Alliance by far. I'm also the top killer, but I'm also top loser, and the reason for that is kills without losing chips. You know, you have to go out and get combat experience, otherwise you're not gonna get kills. You know, if you don't get kills, if you don't get losses, you're not gonna get any kills. You gotta actually brave up and, you know, man up and go out and fight. You know, it's just a spaceship, no big deal.
Okay, I know that feeling. Now, talk to me about potting. What do you do as far as, like, do you try and kill pods? If so, why? Do you guys ransom them? That sort of stuff.
Okay, about potting. Yeah, that's a good question. If they're a young character and they're just starting out, I'll lock their pod. And I'll see how long it takes them to go. If they're like under 6 months, I'll lock their pod if they're silly enough to stay there and let me lock it. But I won't scramble it, and I'll fire a pot shot and then just, you know, bring them down to half armor and then just wait and just tell them, hey, get out of here, I don't have you scrambled. But if they sit there for a really long time, then I'll just kill their pod. It's just, you know, to teach somebody. You know, there's people out there that are more vicious than me that will lock your pod and kill you no matter what. And if it's an older player, we will definitely ransom. And yeah, we honor all ransoms. We honor all 1v1s. We have a lot of honor in the Space Police Alliance. And I mean, if you're gonna pawn, if you're gonna ransom somebody, pawn somebody, and we hear about it, then you're probably gonna get kicked from the alliance, because that's, you know, how are you gonna expect to make money if people won't pay you, you know? Like, and there are a lot of bastards out there, a lot of pirates that will, you know, take your money, and then just pawn you anyways, like a bunch of assholes. But no, we're not like that. We honor all of our stuff. We're all pretty decent bunch. Decent bunch of good guys.
That's cool, man. Yeah, I think I forget if it was you guys or one of the alliances that honored one of my pod ransoms. But it's always nice when you actually get your money's worth or get to keep what's in your head.
Yeah, you know, like, well, some people run around with huge implants in their head, you know, like, it costs them a lot of money, and you expect them to be able to know how to get your pot out of there. You expect them to know, hey, get your thing out of there, you know, hurry up. Because I run around with a cheap set of implants, and it's fairly cheap. It's a pirate set. I'm not going to say which one. There's only two cheap ones out there. I'm sure you guys can look it up and figure it out. But but yeah, I learned a long time ago that if you know you're going down, click on a gate and start spamming warp 2, and that's one of the best ways to get your pod out of there.
Cool, man. Yeah, I've been podded more times than I'd like to remember. See, Sabine Bisham, and I think his name is, would like to know, how would a noob like me get into pirating? Or should I wait until I'm more experienced?
Well, experience, really, you know, like, you're never really gonna get the feel of it until you fucking jump right in there and just do it. Like I said, I don't know anything else about this game. This is all I know is pirate. I was thrown into this pirate life since I first started playing. So, like, my first month into the game, and I was out negative 10 and killing people.
Okay, so that's,
but another thing about that is that I've also got two brothers that already knew a whole shitload about the game. Sorry about the language. Yeah, that already knew quite a bit about the game, so I had a lot of help, you know. I'm sure if you don't have any help, it's really hard to get into pirating. You know, it's not cheap. It's not a good way to make money when you first start out the game. But but like I can make it work, and it seems all right for me. I've only been playing for about a year and a half now, and I've only got, like, hang on, let me check. Yeah, I've only got 19 million skill points. That's it.
Yeah. Wow. All right, I had a question here, but I lost it. Hang on a second. All right, so you said you were minus 10 pretty much from the get-go. How do you get all your shiny new stuff? Do you use holler alts, or do you find it all in low sec? How does that whole thing work?
like I said, I've got two brothers the game. They've been playing it for a while, and I really lucked out because Almagar Fog has a hauling character that he can use to get his ships from high sec to low sec. And in our alliance, we also have, like, a few people that can jump freighter stuff in from Jita and stuff like that.
Very cool. Flay would like to know. A few months ago, it seemed like Dead Terrorists had a stronger presence in Hagular. How did you guys deal with rival pirates in your usual hunting grounds?
It depends. If it's a really large pirate organization like Dead Terrorists, the thing what we did is we left system. We'd go out on roams, you know? Like, they can only sit there on a gate for so long, and they can only have a large group of people for so long. And when there's only five of them on and they're doing stupid shit, then we go in there and we kill them. But if it's like, say they have like a 20-man fleet, like you guys know that Space Police, we're not a very big alliance. We don't have a lot of active members. So most of the times when we get into fights, like big fleets, we're usually outnumbered pretty much 80% of the time. We're fighting outnumbered and outgunned.
I imagine with the three of you usually being in the same room, it really makes communication and sort of situational awareness a lot easier. It's damn near cheating.
Well, there's only two of us. At first it was just me and Ricky, and then I moved over to Fogg's place, and now it's just me and Fogg, and it does really help out because let's say he's in a jamming ship and I'm in a jamming ship, and we're fighting a 20-man blob, and we've only got 10 of us, and we need to know who all is jammed. You know, I can just look over at Fogg and say, hey, who do you have jammed? What do you have jammed? And, you know, I don't have to hold down the button. And I know exactly that Fogg knows what he's doing. I can rely on Fogg. I can count on him to do what he's doing, and he knows how to do it. And he can rely on me, and we can pretty much keep the whole fleet alive just by being able to communicate right beside each other.
That's cool, man. It really sounds like, even if, you know, like most people, you can't look over and see the other guy's screen, knowing the people that you fly with really makes a big difference.
Yeah, exactly. You know, well, and we're brothers. We're pretty close brothers, too.
That's cool, man. A Frost would like to know, what advice would you give for new players to overcome the fear of low sec and losing ships?
just for new players, I guess, get in a cheap ship, and the thing is, you're always going to lose ships. I lose ships every day. I lose ships, so, I mean, you gotta just learn to fly cheap ships. You know, if you're just starting out and you're just learning, get a feel of the game, and get a cheap ship. Don't go out and get the biggest, most powerful ship that you can. That is such a horrible idea. Just jump in there and go get into low sec. And first off, start small. Start small is my best advice. Because I fly frigates a lot of the time. I love frigates. They're cheap. They're effective. If you get enough of them, you can kill a battleship easily with five frigates, easily. So low sec. Yeah, I don't know. It depends on what low sec you go to, because there's different pirates all over in this game, and some areas are a lot worse than others. But to know that you're always going to lose ships, so don't fly anything that you can't afford to lose.
Yeah, that's what we try and preach to all the new guys as well. Let's see. Queen Max would like to know, I just got that name. You get trash talked a lot in local. Do you ever take it personally?
No, not really, you know, because I am killing people, you know, it's what I do, and, you know, sometimes it bothers me, you know, if they call me honorless, saying that I don't honor 1v1s and stuff, then, well, that just means, you know, they don't know me, obviously, and then there's, most of the time, if somebody pisses me off enough, I'll ask them for a 1v1. You know, if they start smacking off in local, I'll be like, okay, well, like, take for instance, the other night, there was a guy that came in, Miso Forte, I think a few of you guys watched the fight. He came into our system and started smack talking. I mean, they were camping our battle station. He started smack talking me, saying, why don't you go out and buy some bigger ships? And I told him, I was like, hey, buddy, how about you 1v1 or shut the hell up and get out of my system? So, and he sat there quiet for a while, and I was like, well, I'm waiting. I was like, I'll tell you what, I'll even fight you in a smaller ship against your battleship. So, and he came, and he was like, it took him a while to answer, but eventually he said, yeah, I killed him. First he said it was going to be a mega against my Drake, because I told him, I was like, I'll bring a Drake. You know, I'm not too great with drakes. You know, I got a good decent drake tank, but I got crappy missile skills. But the guy was, I thought he was going to bring a Megatron. That's what he said he was going to bring, and he knew what I was going to bring. So he obviously brought the battleship to counter mine, which was a Geddon, because a Geddon can eat through a Drake's shield really easily. You can shoot at range with the switch of a crystal. So he totally came suited to kill my Drake, and I thought he was going to bring a Megatron. But still, you know, better piloting skills. I flew a ship that was a third the price that he had, and I still won. And it was just, I took that a little personally when he came and started smack-talking me, saying, oh, you're cheap. We know you guys supply frigates. And I told him, well, hey, you know what? Put up or shut up.
That's cool, man. Couple guys were saying that they watched that battle. That's pretty cool that you talk about it. One thing that I would like to touch on is how do you guys go about baiting and picking fights? Like, how do you go about finding people to fight?
that's funny, because a lot of people don't like pirates. So they'll actually come to you to actually come and fight you. I mean, sure, there's some people out there that will, travel in the low sec and run around in the belts, and usually those guys don't last too long. We usually run around, and I travel all over the place. Well, not all over, but I travel in between Hagler, in the Dedrata pocket, and the Autau regularly, like all day long. That's what I'll do, is travel back and forth in between those systems. And eventually, you know, you're bound to run into somebody, and or say somebody's doing a mission, and you see them on scan, you can say, oh, hey, guys, I got a guy over here. You want to come probe him out? And then we just go and probe him out and kill him, if we can even catch him, you know. But baiting, we'll bait somebody if they come into our system and they're looking for a fight and they think they can kill us. You know, we'll be like, oh, we'll just throw a juicy target out there, and we'll all wait for him, see if he jumps in, and we'll kill him, hopefully, if he doesn't bring a huge blob.
Yeah, like we do. Stoller has two questions. The first one is, do you miss him? And the second one is, how come you never play bait in the top belt?
Yeah, I totally miss Stolo. Everybody misses Stolo in the Space Police. He puts faction loot on his ship.
That's funny. I know, we give him a hard time about that too.
Everybody's always like, oh, Stolo's primary, then loot and get the hell out. But how come I never play bait? Every once in a while I play bait, but a lot of people, I don't know why they won't jump on me, you know, or they'll warp in at range, at a certain range, and then they see it's me, and then they'll just fly out, and they don't want to fight.
So more because of your name and your reputation, you let somebody else do it?
Well, I don't know if it's the reputation. I don't know what it is. But I used to bait, but people just wouldn't jump on me. They wouldn't want to fight me. So we started using other people's bait. I mean, I'm sure every once in a while I'll jump in a merm and I'll sit in the top belt. But other than that, I'd like to bring different ships, faster ships, range ships. I fly a wide variety of ships. So, you know, I mix it up all the time, and but I will bait every once in a while. It's just not that often. There's other people out there with better baiting chips than me. I'm not much of a battleship pilot. I've got pretty crappy battleship skills, but I can fly pretty much anything else under a battleship very proficiently.
Well, that makes sense. Let's see, Spaceman Spiff would like to know, do you try to attack explorers, like if they're doing radar sites or some of the anomalies in system?
Yeah, man. If you come into our system and you're on scan and I don't see you at an astral body, Man, yeah, I'm going to try and probe you out and kill you. I mean, that's what I do, is I live for getting kills. I live to look at my kill board and say, yeah, look at that. Look at how many people I killed today. You know, that's what I do. You know, when I jump on and I play Eve, the first thing I think about is getting in this ship and going out and killing somebody. It's what I do. So yeah, I'll kill anybody.
Cool, man. I know how good it is to look at your kill board and see a couple of kills. I've recently started actually winning fights, so it's a pretty cool feeling. Let's see, Venu has a question regarding the D-Scan. The way he phrased it was, D-Scan, the pirate's number one tool. Some tricks of the trade on it?
Actually... You know, I got my scanning ability from a website. Who was it that did it? I think it was Noob Fleet or Goon Swarm that made a video that shows people how to directional scan. So most of, 'cause we have a training academy of ourselves for people that want to be criminals, you know, people that might want to join the Alliance. We put them in a corp. You probably know it. It's called the Police Academy. So we throw them in there, and one of the first things that we do is we link them videos to directional scanners. We link them videos for setting up your overview. We link them a video for setting up probes and stuff like that. It's all, but it's all other people's information, and it's really good. Goonsform did a really good quality video about all those, about all what I just said there, probing and overview and directional scanner.
Yeah, I'll have to find some of those and start giving them to our new people. So I've been in flying around Hag a fair amount lately, and one thing that I've noticed is I hardly ever see anybody in your alliance out in scout ships. Is that something that's not used that much by you guys? Do you sort of do the bait tactics, or if you're probing somebody, like you're talking about at a radar site, do you probe them with just a launcher on a combat ship, or how do you sort of go about doing that?
Well, for scouting ships, like, what do you mean, like by buzzards or whatever, like, or Razus or whatever? Is that what you mean? Or, like, interceptors?
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, the dedicated covert op ships.
Oh, no. We don't have dedicated anything. One of our models in the space, and the thing is, and you just fly whatever you want to fly. Fly whatever you feel comfortable with. You know, every once in a while, we'll get into a fight where we need, say, all battle cruisers. You know, like when we see a battleship fleet around, we'll be like, okay, well, we're going to need this, we're going to need this, we're going to need this. And then we go out, we get that ship, and we get ready to go. And we usually have a person watching the gates, not just so, you know, so our guys that are coming to help us out aren't getting, you know, picked off one by one on the way to the main battle. So, we just pretty much fly whatever the hell we want. And, you know, when we, like, because most of us just run around looking for targets. When we find a target, we find out what we need to kill it, depending on the ship type, and then we go out and kill it. We prefer, you know, like, we don't usually go out and bring the biggest, nastiest ships we can if we find something. Say if we find, like, a battlecruiser doing a mission or a plex or something, we'll get a probe ship, you know, and probably, what would I use? I would probably use an Imicus because it has three drones. So that's like, you don't have to go and park up the Imicus and just and go grab another ship once you're done probing them. You can just probe them out, warp in a fleet of frigates, because if we found a battlecruiser, you know, that's what we would prefer to bring is frigates, because, you know, it looks lame if you go into a probe out a mission guy and you go in there with a whole bunch of battleships and kill them with just battleships. So it's like, you know, we like to make the fights fun for the person that we're killing, you know, give them a chance, so we won't bring overpowering ships against a mission runner. You know, we usually like to like to keep it a nice, even fight. You know, we don't like to overwhelm and blob. Like I say, it's all about the kill board. And if you can kill something in a smaller ship, you get more points on the kill board. And our whole alliance is all about kill board whores. We're all, you know, so all we do is look at the kill board and see who's doing better and see who can get the most points for kills and stuff. And so that's why we prefer to have even fights and not bring gigantic blobs. We're not like most pirate corps where the amount of kills is better than everything. We're more about the quality of the kill by killing bigger ships in smaller ships.
You know, I think that's part of the reason that we enjoy fighting with you guys so much, because you don't bring out, like, you know, full remote repping hack gang when we've got T1 frigs and cruisers.
Yeah, well, when we're fighting you guys, we're always getting ready. The first thing I say to people before we fight you guys is, hey guys, we might all die in this fight, so be prepared to lose your ship. You know, don't bring anything too expensive because you're going to lose your ship. We're all probably going to die in this fight. That's what I tell people before I fight with you guys every time.
It's funny, I'm actually going to skip a question to ask this one. How do you feel about the ridiculous amounts of E-War that we usually end up using?
It's horrible! I hate it, you know, but I don't blame you guys, because like you just said, you know, there's a lot of people out there that come out in just horribly ridiculous ships, you know, like big battleship, remote rep battleship fleets, and it's like, how the hell are you going to fight that without E-War, without a huge amount of E-War? So, you know, in one hand, I don't like it when you guys use it, but on the other hand, I can't blame you guys for using it, you know? Like, and if you guys come in, I would feel horrible for asking you to tell your E-War pilots, oh, hey, you guys can't come in because they don't want to fight you guys, but we want to fight, you know? So I can't ask you guys to do that to your players, you know, because that's like them missing out on fun. So I would rather, you know, just try and find a way to get around it. But it's so hard. Sometimes you guys bring so many.
Yeah, we're good at bringing the blob, if nothing else. Alright, back to that question I was going to ask. Let's see. It is by Sibzy, wondering, do many spies try and join your corp? Or have you ever found guys that are spying in your corp?
I'm sure we've had some spies in our corp. You know, we might have... We might have one in our corp right now. But the thing is, what could a spy possibly get from us? The only, like, when we think about it, you know, it's not like they could steal from us, because we don't ever give them rights to steal from us. You know, there was one case where something got stolen, but that wasn't from our corp. But the thing is, we don't give somebody rights unless we really, really, really know them, you know? Like, everybody in CDD, like, we're the only directors now. The two people that we gave directorship to left our corp. So it's just three brothers that have directorship in CDD, and we're not given to anybody else. So, you know, even if you are a spy, the only thing you're going to get is information. And the only information that you're going to get is that we like to kill people, and we really have no big grand scheme of the game. You know, we're just here to kill. I mean, we're just here to kill, have fun, and get points on the kill board.
Well, that's one good way to combat spying, is not really have any secrets and keep it in the family. Alright, let's see. Crimson Akura, whatever. What are your priorities when fitting your pirate ship?
Point.
I think he's asking more if
Point.
You go for gank or tank.
Oh, first thing, you need a point. I would never enter a battle without a point, and I hate it when I hear that people don't have points that are in our fleet. But other than that, it depends on your role. It depends on what ship you're bringing, you know? Like, if you're bringing jams, I always throw a tank on my jam ship. I don't know, you know, if you're kiting, you don't really need too much of a tank, you know, it just depends on what ship you're flying, is in how I fit it.
Brack, who would like to know what's in your skill tree?
What's in your skill?
My skill tree right now is let's see, hang on. Kaldari Cruiser level 5 right now is what I'm training right now. Does he want to know what my plans are for, like, for skill training? I'm probably going to be training up all cruisers. Like I said, I don't like battleships, so I'm just going to get all the cruisers and all the battle cruisers and get all that and all their weapon systems up to level 5. And then I'll probably move on to battleships, and after that, who knows?
Alright, thanks. Let's see, Stride would like to know, he says, I've noticed you guys have started using Anaros's more often. Is this a new tactic you guys have been using to deter the Uni or other big blob fleets?
He asked if we started using Onorosis?
That's what he said.
Okay, yeah, I guess, no, well, we have a couple guys that just trained up the skill, and they got the ship, and they want to try it out. We're not big Nazis, you know, we're not, like, elitist, where we'll tell you what you have to fly, you know. If you feel like bringing a ship that you want to try out, then go ahead, bring whatever you want, is pretty much our motto in the game, you know. If, like I say, if we probe out a mission runner, and it's just a hurricane, and they say they want to come help us, you know, then we'll be like, hey, jump in a frigate, you know, don't come in your battleship to come help us kill this guy, because we don't really need that, because it's going to lower the points for the kill board.
Good stuff. Let's see. Karuna G would like to know, why did he pick Hagular? And, so there's another question down here from A. Frost again, who would like to know if you guys get involved in turf wars over the best systems.
Hagler, honestly, I have no idea. Like I said, I've been here since I started playing the game. It was Fog that picked it, so I don't know. You know, there was a few things, you know, Dead Terrorists came into our system, and because they're all about the blob, and we don't have that many numbers, you know, so we would, we'd fight them whenever they had less guys, but, as far as Turf Wars, it's pretty much, you know, like, if you come into our system, I mean, and you got a huge blob, you know, you're gonna probably just sit us out, but thing is, we're just gonna leave system, we'll just go somewhere else, we'll just go on a roam, you know, like, and eventually, you know, you can't have that many people on forever, and when you start dropping numbers, we're gonna attack them, we're gonna try our best to kill you. But we haven't really had too many turf wars, though, not really, you know, like, the worst we've had was, like you said, the Dead Terrorists coming in, and that was pretty much it.
Well, it's cool that people more or less respect your territory. Rhino something other would like to know if you could tell us about your carrier kills.
Carrier kills, let's see. Okay, well, there was one in Ottawa. There was this guy, he kept undocking his carrier and screwing with us all the time, and then he'd, like, warp it to a belt. So we just kept, with this one day, we seen him log on, and we gathered all of our forces just outside of Ottawa, and we got him to bring his fleet to a belt. You know, he would come in and interfere with our fights and rep up these other guys that were neutral to him and us, and he would jump in the fight, you know, to gang up on pirates like most people do. They see the red, and they shoot the red before they'll shoot anybody else. So we get outnumbered and picked on quite a bit by neutral parties. But yeah, he came into the belt, and we had our ships ready. You know, we knew he was going to do this because he did this on a regular basis. You know, if you start doing stupid stuff regularly like this, we're going to catch on. We're going to set up a fleet to kill you, and then we're gonna go out and do it. And yeah, he brought in the ships to the belt. We brought in our Hictor, and we tackled him down, neutered him out, and slowly picked away at him until he died. There was another one where we were in the Top Belt and Hagler, and these guys kept coming in and cutting, smack talking us, and then we'd go into the belt to fight them, they'd drop a carrier. And most times we would run away, but the one time we just stayed. We were like, fuck it, let's fight these guys. And fuck, you know, he's going to keep doing this, and we might as well fucking kill this fucking carrier. And the thing was, we had a group that we'd known, some of the ex-Neo-Spartans, Monolithic. They were on a battleship roam, like two jumps over when this group, it was LG Industries, dropped their carrier on us. And we told him, we said something about it in the intel channel, and Monolithic was like, oh, we got a battleship fleet just two jumps out. And I was like, well, yeah, come on in, we'll hold them here, and you come on in, and we'll rub them out. And we brought in a dread and everything, and suffice to say, he lost his carrier, and we got a nice carrier kill out of it.
That's awesome, and I'm still yet to get one of those myself.
Oh, they're so expensive, and it takes like a year to train up for that.
Yeah, those things are ridiculous. Let's see, Elysium would like to know, do you mainly stay in Blosec, or do you roam out into Null?
I personally hate Nullsec. I cannot stand 00. Although I have never spent very much time in it, I have never heard really anything good about it other than blobs, bubbles, and camps. It's pretty much all I've heard about 00. I don't really know too much about it because I've never really spent much time out there. But from what I heard, I don't like it, so I just stay in low sec. You know, we went to a couple wormholes every once in a while, but wormholes I don't like either, just because bubbles and such, I don't like it. It's not part of my gameplay.
Cool. Let's see. Somebody's mic is keying up. Yanu, I think, would like to know, he says, the Rifter, the one ship recommended to every starting pirate. How efficient are wolf packs of Rifters when starting out with a group?
Rifters, yes. If you're a new player, I would have to say the Rifter would probably be the best ship for it because it's cheap and it's one of the easiest ships to fit, and you can shoot without cap, and it's devastating. You know, if you look at any of the other frigates, the slot loadout for the Rifter is amazing. The power grid for it is amazing. You know, and you don't need really good fitting skills to make the Rifter work. You can jump in your first week of playing and be a pretty decent killer if you pick your fights right in a Rifter. So yeah, the Rifter is probably the best starting out ship. But like I said earlier, I like the Incursus myself, or the Tristan. The Tristan's not bad too. People don't give the Tristan enough credit when it's a pretty decent little ship.
Cool, man. Thanks for that. Eddie Sands asks a really good question, and this sort of goes back to a couple of questions that I skipped over a little while ago. What's the typical day of a pirate like? I mean, I've sort of had conversations with you in the past about how do you deal with the annoying boredom of just sitting there and waiting for some little fly to come into your trap. How do you deal with that?
Well, we talk, you know, as like I say, and I got a TV in the background, so like if nothing's going on in local, if it's really dead out, I'll be watching a movie, or I'll be like fitting a ship, or talking with my brother, you know, or talking on vent to the Alliance mates and stuff and bullshitting. But if it gets really boring and I really need to go out and get a kill, then I'll just jump in a ship and go for a roam. You know, it can't be dead everywhere. There's always somebody out in Eve doing something somewhere. All you gotta do is find it.
Good stuff. Let's see. Here's a good question by Klein, I think that is. How do you go about gathering intel and cooperating with other pirate organizations?
We don't really have friends, good relations with a lot of anybody else, really. I mean, I would probably have to say Wacky Rubber, but, you know, they used to be in our alliance, and they're a really nice bunch of guys. They're all really nice in Wacky Rubber. They're all really friendly, and they're all really nice guys. So I think those are the only other pirate organizations really would actively hang out with would probably be them, and they live in Ottawa and stuff, and but other than that, we don't really have too many friends. We don't, like, a lot of people really don't like us and come to kill us on a regular basis.
Do you guys ever do any fleet warfare stuff? There's a question by Vance, like...
Oh, no. We've never done faction warfare. No. Never.
Easy enough.
I mean, I think Almogar Fog might have tried it out. But I think he said it was a lot of blob. It usually came down to who had the bigger blob. You know, not really... And, you know, because when you're in faction warfare, I don't know how any of that stuff works. I don't know who's going to be the FC, you know, like... Like, in my alliance, I know who can FC, I know who can't FC, I know who can be relied upon to, like, say they call us some targets, you know, I can know if it's good intel, if they're getting, and I'll ask, you know, like, who the targets are in system, you know, give me a corp or something, are there any oranges in system, you know, if we get blobbed, we usually remember who blobbed us, and we, you know, like, when we do get caught, we usually only get caught once or twice, but after that, we pretty much figure it out. What we know what's going on, and if we see somebody that's a known blobber, we'll send out neutral alts into the surrounding systems to see who has stuff. We'll send people out like 2 to 3 jumps out, you know, to see if there's a big blob of guys somewhere. We send out our scouts, our neutral scouts, a few jumps out, like away, just to make sure that the area is safe before we jump on a blobber, if we jump on a known blobber. But most of the times, if somebody's setting a trap, and we know who it is, we'll jump on it, and we'll set up a trap, we'll try and break it.
Good stuff. Lacian with another good question. How often do you guys get war decked? And when you do, how does that affect your day-to-day operations?
We never get war decked, ever. I wish we would get war decked every once in a while. But yeah, every once in a while, we'll throw a war deck on somebody. You know, if somebody starts smacking in local, or if they start coming into our system regularly and like actively coming after us, you know, like, and you know when they're coming after you because they're sitting outside your station in a big battleship blob. So you know they're aggressively coming to kill just you. So you're like, okay, well, this guy's obviously taking an aggressive approach towards us. So, and if they start smack talking, then, our members will throw in the money. Like, first we'll just get one person that'll be like, okay, screw this, I'll pay for the war deck, let's go to war with these guys. Because when we go to war, it doesn't really interrupt our day-to-day stuff. Because what we do is we're always in small or solo roams, small gangs, small fleets, small ships. So we can usually work around anything that anybody can throw at us. We live in low sex. This is our life, you know. This is our area. We know how to handle ourselves here. So when people come into our area, then we go to war, and we'll be like, okay, fine. If you want to go to war, we'll find out where you live, and we'll pick you off when you're not in a big battleship blob, and we'll kill you in small ships to make it look humiliating. We'll be like, fine. If you want to sit here and do that, then we'll go to war, and we'll show you what it's like, how we can fight, and how you're gonna lose ships, and we're not going to. We're in small ships.
You know, I'm noticing a lot of similarities between the way you guys operate and the way that we operate. It's kind of cool. I'm going to put my own question next real quick. Easy answer. How many bookmarks do you think you have around the HAG system?
I don't even know. It's quite a bit. It's lots. And it's not just HAG. I've got bookmarks in Dullan. I've got bookmarks in Ottawa. I've got bookmarks in Lamadon. Every system in my little pocket, in the little Hagler and Dendrada, Dullan, Ottawa, I've got at least minimum of 20 in each system. Minimum of 20.
That's pretty ridiculous. No wonder I can never find you. 454 would like to know, how do you make Vent work when it comes to fleets and such?
First thing, everybody has to be in Vent or you're not getting an invite to the fleet. There's very few people that are the exception to that rule. Any of the Rollo Skull Mullets, any of those guys like Galen Draz and Peha, any of those guys, they are so good at piloting that they don't even really need to be on Vent because they just seem to know what they're doing. They know their job, and you can just throw them in a fleet and just let them go. And they're pretty much like five guys each by themselves. They're crazy pilots. But they're the only pretty much exception that we'll have to people flying and not being in Vent. You have to have Vent just because you have to know what is going on, because we're constantly communicating over Vent. We're constantly giving out intel over Vent. Vent is super essential, and you wouldn't get an invite to the fleet if you didn't have it.
All right. Kirsten Voren would like to know, what's the best Care Bear tear story? Has anybody gotten really, really, really annoyed when you kill them?
Yeah, we've had people quit the game. We've had people, complain. And usually when I hear that, it doesn't make me feel good when I hear that I made somebody quit. You know, because Eve is a fun game, you know, and just because they had a hard time means it's a lesson they should learn, you know, you should have known better, you know, you're lucky I'm doing it now than somebody else doing it later, you know, this is a lesson for you, you know, and if it wasn't for me going out killing all these ships, who the hell would all these people be mining and building ships for, you know, if it wasn't for me killing these ships and taking them away, then who the hell would these guys be making ships and mining and getting all these minerals and tech twos and ships and stuff, you know, like, I'm a part of the economy in this game. I help drive the industry.
I agree with you that killing is definitely a super essential part of this economy. Next question is kind of on that topic. Clockwork Slave would like to know, is there anything that you would want CCP to keep, change, or add to change the balance of the game regarding pirating?
Yes. The amount of time you get for having a global criminal countdown, I think, is too long. I mean, it's, there's hidden gate timers that you get that still haven't been fixed. Say I get a GCC, I go and dock up, and then I undock. All of a sudden, my ship gets blown up, and I'm getting hit by the gate guns because of a hidden timer. You know, 15 minutes, 14 minutes. I'm waiting a quarter of an hour to be able to go through the gates just because I killed somebody. Sometimes I don't even kill them. You know, sometimes they'll get away, and I'll still have a GCC, and it's too long. They should shorten the GCC timer because 15 minutes is too long for a global criminal. I mean, that's a quarter of an hour before I can go out and find another target to kill.
It's interesting to hear the other side of the coin. Let's see, Crimson Akulia, whatever, would like to know, do you think a pirate could operate alone without a court behind him?
Yes, depending on the systems that you go to, and the ships that you fly, and the style of play that you do. I think that there is people out there that can pull it off. You know, there's pilots out there that if you stick out a thing and you pick your proper fights, yeah, you could do it. I mean, you probably won't get as many kills as the next pirate, you know, that does have a fleet. But I'm sure you can go out and be a pirate all by yourself if you really put forth the effort and pick your targets well. That's the main thing, is knowing who you can kill and who can kill you, and knowing the people in the area. You know, if you know that they're blobbers, then don't jump on them if you're by yourself.
Elon Kyle would like to know, how often do other pirates try and gank you?
Depending on the... Actually, quite often. Whenever they get a chance, actually. Other pirates try and kill me as much as they can. And you know what? I don't blame them, because I love fighting pirates. There's nothing better than going to a gate in a frigate and being able to attack somebody without the gate guns attacking you. So I can't really hold it against another pirate for wanting to shoot somebody when they don't take gate guns. So I totally get attacked all the time, and it's every time I get seen and there's other criminals around, I'll get jumped on.
Yama O, whatever, would like to know, which vent version do you use?
I'm not sure. I didn't know there was different types.
Yeah, me either. I'm just reiterating the questions. A couple people have asked, when you guys are out rolling, out looking to kill people, are you personally one of the leaders of the gangs that usually go out?
I'm not. Well, the thing is, because we're pirates and we don't really have... Like, when people join us and jump in our vent, the first thing they'll notice is that we're kind of all over the place, you know? We'll have guys everywhere else. You know, we'll have, like, because we're pretty much just roaming around solos, and if we find a group, then we'll find out what the group has, and then if people are on vent, they'll organize a fleet, and we'll figure out what we need to kill them. But as the leaders, well, you know, it depending on whoever wants to do the FC. You know, I'm not a very good FC. I mean, I do FC. I'm not the greatest at it, but I try it out pretty much whenever I can, you know, but I'm not the greatest at it, but I'm learning. I'm pretty new to this whole game. I've only been playing for like a year and a half, so I haven't been around for a really long time, so I'm just learning as I go.
Slay would like to know, what kind of tactical information do you call out on vent during combat? Points, jams, nudes, I assume like remote rep would be in that.
Depending on the fleet, on the makeup of the fleet, you know, most of the time I don't want to hear anything other than who the hell you have a point on. That's pretty much it. You know, I rely on everybody in the alliance to know what they're doing. You know, I know they know who to primary. You know, first thing we call primary, and then we just spread your points. But I can rely on pretty much everybody in my alliance to know what they're doing, so we don't have to call out. We don't have to call out reps. We don't have to call out. We don't have to call out jams. We don't have to call out anything other than who has a point and who's primary and who's the one after primary. That's pretty much it.
Must make life pretty easy. A Frost would like to know if you ever used a tactical overlay.
What is the tactical overlay?
I have no idea.
That would probably answer your question right there, then. So, no, if I don't know what it is, I don't know. I don't think I would ever use it, no. Oh, okay, wait. Yeah, okay, I think I know what you're talking about. And I used to use that when I first started playing, but lately I've been zooming into my ship because I've been trying to get footage for a video. I've lately been zooming in and changing my camera angles and pressing Control F9 to take everything off my screen, which is so dangerous, by the way. But it's not bad if I have my brother here and I can look over and he's got me on watch list. I can look over and say, hey, how are my shields doing, you know, and he'll tell me. But yeah, I've been trying to get footage for a decent video, so lately I've been zooming in, and no, I don't use my tactical overlay when I'm making a video, just because it sort of gets in the way of making looking cool footage and stuff like that.
That's fine. We kind of already asked this, but how much money do you, sorry, my dog's in the background, how much money do you usually make by killing people?
Not much. Barely any. I can make a bit if I went out solo killing, because then I wouldn't have to share the loot with anybody else. But the thing is, if anybody in our fleet loses a ship, the person that lost the most expensive ship gets most of the loot, if not all the loot, you know. And depending on who wants loot, you know, there's some people there used to be like a ninja loot thing. Whoever got the loot first got to keep it. But now it's just like, whoever lost the ship gets the loot. And yeah, if it's faction loot, then it gets split evenly throughout everybody that was in on the fleet.
No wonder you guys like fighting still so much. Let's see. Intreus wants to know, how important do you find manual piloting against your targets?
Depending on the skill of the pilot that I'm fighting against, it can be pretty important. Or depending on the area that you're fighting in. Say you're fighting in an asteroid belt, and you need to dictate range. Such as keeping range on somebody. Then you need to be. They say they start pulling you into the asteroids. Then you need to be able to manually fly your ship and double click out in space and make sure that you maintain your range while not bumping into an asteroid belt and then getting short pointed and webbed by a guy that you're not supposed to be getting short pointed and webbed by. So yeah, depending on the situation, manual flying can be pretty important.
All right, let's see. Rixler wants to know, pirates versus ninjas, who wins?
Oh, I'm totally sorry. I just got called away from the Alliance. They told me about a fight, but I'm off topic. What was the question again? Sorry.
Oh, no problem. Rixler wants to know, pirates versus ninjas, who wins?
Ninjas, of course.
Funny. A couple people asked questions. I know we already talked about ransoming as far as you guys honoring them. Why don't you talk a little bit about how that whole process works as far as you kill somebody, you catch a pod, then what?
Okay, first, if we kill somebody, catch a pod, right-click, check info on them, see how old they are. Depending on, say, if they're flying a really expensive ship and they're a young player, then if they got an expensive ship with expensive mods on it, then we'll ransom. But the thing is, say we got somebody, we got a pod locked down, and then another person jumps into the belt, and we don't have time to sit here and ransom this guy's pod while we're getting attacked by another guy, so we'll instantly pod him right away, you know, and say, sorry, man, we were just going to get attacked, and we had to kill you. It was either kill you, let's say we had to kill you. But if they're old enough, then we'll ransom them. If they're too young and we did manage to catch them, you know, I will encourage most people to just let him go. You know, let him go. Just be like, hey, you know, he's too young. You're not going to get anything. You're not going to get any money. And the only thing you're going to do is just grief that person and make him angry. So you might as well just let him go, you know. And, you know, you already killed the ship. You really need to make his life that much worse.
along the same lines, Mocam has a pretty good question. Do you ever rant in full ships or just pods?
Yeah, I think we might have ransomed an orca once, I think. I think we got $2 billion or something for it. Yeah, you know, if it's a big enough ship, we'll ransom it. You know, if it's a good enough ship, we'll ransom it. But if, but most of the times, like I say, we're all about the kill boards. You know, it's gonna take a lot of money for us to stop killing your ship because, like I say, we're all about the kills, not the money.
Onuris would like to know how this class got set up, and if this is the first time that you guys in uni have sort of chatted.
How did what get started? Sorted?
This Q&A thing.
Oh, that's, yeah, I think that was Master Shake. That would be a question for him, I think. I killed him, or we fought or something like that, and he asked me to do a private combo. I've always had respect for EVE Uni because I like what you guys do for the game, you know. A lot of people give you guys a hard time, but they shouldn't because you guys are taking a step towards helping out people in a fun game, you know. Like, why make this game hard on people when I'm enjoying it so much? I think that more people should enjoy this game too. So I don't really want to make their game experience hell. So I enjoy what you guys do, and I show you guys a lot of respect. You know, I always wave at you guys whenever possible. You know, and I like you guys. So that's pretty much, I think, how this happened.
So yeah, I didn't know if that was a question for me or you, but I'm just in the mode of reading questions right now.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, we've been at this for about an hour. Do you mind if I have a smoke? I'll just like a half smoke and I'll be right back.
No, man, let's take like a 5-minute break. You want to come back at 23:15?
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
All right, 23:15, and we actually have some other stuff going on, I believe, at about on the turn of the day, Eve time. So maybe we'll wrap this up around 23:30, 23:40, around then.
No, we have time.
Sure.
It's half past midnight that the op is, so we have plenty of time.
Yeah, I got I'm pretty much free all day. So, yeah, I can do this for as long as you guys want.
All right, cool. We'll come back at 23:15.
Okay, sounds great.
All right. Feel free to chatter, I guess, in class.euni, and if you have any questions, just type them up and keep them in your notepad and be ready to paste it when Master Shake calls for them.
All right, I'm back.
Cool, we'll give people another minute to come back from wherever they're at.
Yeah, sure thing.
Stowe's all excited that you live in BC, Canada. I think he said he lived in Vancouver, if my memory serves.
Yeah, I live in Prince George. It's right in the middle of BC.
Alright, cool, let's get back to it. Valicia, something, wants to know what your favorite beer is.
Beer? I would probably have to say Canterbury. I don't know if it's well known because they brew it right here in Prince George, so I don't know if it's a really well known beer, but yeah, I drink Canterbury. But right now, we're in the process of brewing our own beer. We went to a microbrewery, and I thought my parents were going to come today to come help me, help us bottle it, because they got 12 cases and we got 12 cases. So my parents are coming tomorrow, and I'm going to hang out with them, drink some beer, and bottle it. Try out our own beer for a change.
Master, my brother does that. I've never gotten into it, but I've always meant to. I actually had my own still for a while. That was fun.
Yeah, it should be good. I'm looking forward to drinking it. I'm looking forward to getting drunk.
Always, man. That's good stuff. Yanu wants to know, have you ever gotten ambushed really badly when attacking a seemingly innocent target?
Yes. Yes, we have. I think it's just happened to us just the other day. We jumped on a couple battle cruisers. They were sitting in the top belt, and they hot dropped 5 carriers and super capital on us. It was I think they only got 2 of our ships, but still it was a pretty bad one. How they dropped 5 carriers and a super capital on us. And I think I lost a battleship, somebody else lost a battleship, and we lost a battle cruiser, but I think that was it. But yeah, that was one of our bad ones. That was pretty bad. I've never been dropped like that before.
That's completely ridiculous. A couple people want to know about the actual process of, back to ransom, like, do you say, hey, give me money and I'll let you go, or is it, like, let me go first and then give me money?
Some people have offered ransoms, like say I'm in the middle and they're like, we're killing them, and they'll be like, hey, I'll give you this much money if you let me go. Most of the times we'll say how much, you know. It's gonna cost quite a bit, because like I say, we're all about the kill board. We kill. We're all about getting a kill. You know, if it's a slow day, it doesn't matter how much money you're gonna offer us. We're gonna kill your ship, and we're gonna say no to your ransom.
454. This is an interesting question. Would you ever consider taking issue with a corp that's griefing the uni?
Griefing, like, as in how? I mean, like, because there's not really much I can do about it because you guys live in HiSec. But I mean, if you guys asked, say, me personally for help and stuff, you know, if I said, hey, if you guys can bring them to Haggler, we'll try and set up a fleet and we'll rape them, or we'll try our best to kill them anyways, depending on what ships they have. Then if you guys need a help, if you guys need help with somebody, the thing is, we can't do anything in high sec. You know, we're all low sec. So I don't know. We don't really take issue with a lot of people in this game, really. You know, I mean, if they're really being bastards, but mostly just to us. But like I say, if anybody needs help, you know, if they ask, I'm sure if we know them and they're not complete muppets, then we'll be pretty cool about it. You know, like I say, everybody in the Space Police Alliance, we're all a really good bunch of guys. We're all really, really cool, really nice people.
That's cool. Yeah, I remember I was in a fleet when you convoed somebody, I forget who, to try and help pin down a carrier.
Yeah, that was in Rancor. We were gonna go jump on United. We were gonna go fight United. We jumped in there. United ran. And there was a carrier, a criminal carrier, sitting on the way, like 40 off the Kreliar gate. And we were like, what the hell? United's not killing these guys? So we jumped in there, and we started attacking the carrier. We were like, hey, let's kill this guy. Let's see if these guys are going to fight. Let's see what this guy's got. And then the United came in, and we chased off United. We ended up fighting the carrier, and we were going to ask you guys. I think we seen, somebody was telling me that there was an EVE Uni fleet, like 2 jumps out, running around the pocket. So I got in contact with one of them. I think it might have been Stolo. And I was like, hey, would you guys mind coming in here and not aggressing us, but coming and taking down this carrier, because I wasn't sure if we had enough DPS to do it, but we were going to try it anyways. We had him pinned down, and then United came in, we chased him off, and then by the time you guys got there, the carrier had already warped to the top station, and because he neutered out the guy that we had point. So yeah, he got away, but I'm willing to get some kills. You know, I'm all about getting kills.
Good stuff. Yeah, I was pretty disappointed we didn't get in on that. A Frost wants to know, what is the best ship to use as bait?
That's a tough question. Depending on what you're baiting, you know, like if you're baiting a battleship fleet, then you're probably going to need a battleship to sit in there and bait. And depending on, you know, whoever has a good bait ship ready, you know, there's different types of bait tactics. You can bait in like a small ship, because I think there was one time where I sat in the top belt. I think it was 300 off the top belt, and we had a bunch of guys cloaked in the belt. I think we only did this once, it was just to try it out. And I sat in a succubus, 200 off the top belt, and a Brutix warped in, and then everybody else uncloaked, and we just killed the guy. But yeah, depending on what you're baiting and who's in system, then I'd say it's a toss-up, you know. There's steel tankers and armor tankers. If we need remote rep battleships, then we'll probably bring in a nice, heavily tanked armor tank.
Archaeos wants to get your opinion on the bounty system in EVE, if you think it's effective, or if it could be improved, or if you care about it at all.
I mean, the thing about it is, it could probably be improved, but I think it's pretty neat how somebody could get, you know, 100 million just by catching somebody's pod and killing it. But the thing is, that's not as easy as it sounds. Just because you see somebody with a $100 million bounty on their head doesn't mean you're going to get a $100 million bounty, because you know, the best pilots, like, most people know how to get their pods out of there. I mean, sometimes lag will be able to get somebody pod locked down, or say somebody's not fast enough on the warp out, but yeah, I don't know. It's pretty difficult to grab somebody's pod unless you're really on the ball about it. And yeah, the bounty system could probably be a bit better. You know, I personally don't care. You throw a bounty on my head, I'm like, hey, yeah, whatever. You know, no big deal. I've had a bounty on my head since I started playing. And I have never, ever in my life been asked for somebody to pay a ransom. When somebody gets my pod, I am instantly killed. Nobody has ever ransomed me. Nobody has ever asked for a ransom. And I would pay. No, if you caught my pod, yeah, I would totally pay. But thing is, I've never been ransomed. If I get caught in my pod, people are killing me instantly.
If I ever catch your pod, I'll be sure to ransom you then. Rixler wants to know if your alliance has any non-aggression pacts with other alliances.
Never. Never. I mean, we've been on friendly terms with some people, but other alliances, no, not really. We've not really been blue or friendly with pretty much anybody. Anybody's pretty much open game for us. Like we got a lot of enemies, and the way I see it, the more blues you have out there, the less people you have to kill.
Frey with another good question. Do you guys ever use remote rep on fleets with battlecruiser sized or smaller ships?
No, but I have thought about it a few times. I've heard of a couple groups, a couple corps that are actually pretty effective at doing remote rep battlecruisers. I've thought about it, you know, and I wouldn't mind trying it out. I would love to do it. I would like to go out in a remote rep executor again. I think would be the coolest. But I don't know. It's never really happened all that much. You know, we don't not in smaller ships. Most of our remote rep is in bigger ships.
Atreus has a good question. What makes you think twice before attacking a target? Kind of an ambiguous question, but are there any particular things that make you especially wary of a trap or when something just doesn't seem right?
Yes. Every time I see somebody in the belt, I think it's a trap, and I'm always I'll go for it, you know. But depending on who it is, you know, if there's an orange, if there's a marked blobber in system, and I see them, then yeah, I'll think twice about it, you know. Or we'll use our scouts, and we'll send our scouts out into the surrounding systems, and that'll pretty much be, you know, it. But if I see a bait, then we usually always try and set up a fleet to pop the trap. You know, if there's a trap out there, then hey, I don't mind going out. A fight is a fight. And the thing that space police love doing most is fighting. You know, that's what we're all about, is getting into fights and killing people.
You talked a little while ago about trying to bring out a pretty fair fight because it looks better on the kill boards, more points and all that. Do you ever get, like if you have a pretty well established fight, if you get a pretty good size, like a blob that comes in on you, is that something that ever happens? Is that something that is, you know, fairly common, or that would like really piss you off because you try and keep it fair?
You mean like a third party coming into a prearranged fight?
Either a third party or, like, you know, if you see a group of 10 or 12 of us sitting on one of the gates, and you come in with something that's pretty, you know, pretty equivalent to what we have, and then we show up with 50 or 60 people on both sides of the gate, is that pretty BS, like, move or what?
No. Well, hey, you know, like we can't ask you guys to tell you that some of your players can fight and some of your players can't fight, because I'm like, everybody in the game wants to go out and fight. Am I right? You know, like, I mean, how could you say no to somebody that wants to fight and they're in your corp? I mean, like, if I go out and I find a target, and it's, say it's going to be a good solo fight, but I've got this corp mate or an alliance mate that's been sitting here looking for kills and he hasn't gotten anything all day long, who am I to tell him, no man, this isn't for you, this is for me, I'm going to do this by myself, you know? I'll be like, yeah, come on in. If you want to come on and join in on a kill, then be my guest, you know? Like, if it's boring out and somebody wants to get in on a kill, then I say, you know, come on in, you know? I'm not going to tell somebody, piss off, don't come in and fight when it's a slow night out.
It's good to know. Clockwork wants to know about your recruiting policies, or if you guys don't actively recruit.
No, we're not really. We don't actively go out and say, oh, hey, looking for more members into our thing. And no, we don't recruit anybody into the Alliance. We have a secondary corp, like a training corp, just like a corp where we put people, we'll fly with you a few times just to see, because you gotta be able to mesh well with the other pilots. You have to be able to get along with the other pilots that are in the Alliance and in the fleet. And the way we do that is you hang out in this other corp for a while. Sure, you're not going to be in the Alliance, but you'll be able to hang out with us and stuff. You'll be able to get kills with us as long as you have vents and stuff, you know. And you can ask us questions. We'll help you out with your fittings. We'll help you out with tactics. We'll help you out with everything. But the thing is, you really got to prove yourself to get into our Alliance. You know, not just anybody gets thrown into our Alliance. And, you know, like I say, if you don't get along with one of our members, then the chances are you're going to get kicked from the academy. You know, it's nothing personal, but you got to be able to mesh well, and you have to be able to get along. Because we've had instances where we've recruited people, and they've turned out just to be total assholes. And it's like, okay, and they keep pushing themselves and pushing themselves to try and get into your Alliance, even though they're total dicks. And you're just like, okay, you, I don't like this guy. He's got to get out. We gotta get him out of our alliance. But we're not really too active, other than you know, you got to be willing to go out, drop your sex status to 10. You got to be able to you know, listen and want to learn how to do it, and you got to learn to you know, just. You gotta get along with our alliance mates and our core group of PvPers, because if you don't get along with them, then you're not gonna get in the alliance, and we'll probably won't fly with you for too long.
454 wants to know if you'd ever take the time to grind up to a more positive sex status to be able to do some merc work.
No. I mean, for me, personally, about 6 months ago, I tried grinding my sex status up. I ran missions, I went into belts, but the thing was, I also went out and got kills all the time, so it took me forever to get my sex status up. And I don't know, from what I heard, mercenary work is kind of boring. It's more sitting outside of somebody's station, camping them in, being really lame, and it's almost like gate camping, and it's either you're getting blobbed or you're blobbing somebody. It's never really good fights. So we're pretty much low sec all the way and zero merc work.
Yanu wants to know how much you have in your wallet right now.
And okay, I just got this question here. What's my wallet says? I'm pretty broke at the moment, but it's only because we're trying to get into the Alliance tournament this year. We tried last year. We paid the money. We didn't get in last year. We're trying again this year. We got our fingers crossed. We're hoping to get into the Alliance tournament. So I'm pretty broke right now, but there's people in our Alliance that have money.
Club's got a pretty good question. Have you ever regretted, what the minus 5 and less sex status? Wow, it is, bro. You regretted missing out in the other parts of the game that the sex status has not allowed you to do?
I don't know. Like I said, this is all I know. This is what I've done my whole life, and so I don't really know. Everything else seems kind of interesting, you know, or uninteresting to me. I mean, I've run out and ran level 4 missions and stuff like that, and I've done courier stuff like that, like just lame little things. But everything else hasn't really, not really appealed to me. I'm more of a killer, fucking through and through.
That's better. Well, I don't have any, oh, there you go. Should drams be nerfed?
Yes! Yes! Yes, they are, I don't know, they're kind of a really lame ship. It seems like everybody has one nowadays, and they're flying them around. And the thing is, to make those people feel like idiots, I'll go out and I'll get a Merlin, and I will and I'll sit 100 off a belt and wait for them to come in. And I've killed a couple Dramules in a Merlin or a Cormorant or something like that. You know, I killed them in cheap ships just to show them, hey, you know what? You spent all that money on that ship and you think it's so great. Well, hey, look what I can do in my Tech 1 ship.
I was trying to design a Blackbird that would take him out pretty quickly. I'm getting sick of those things, too.
Yeah, you know what? I think a Blackbird would probably be a good choice for it, too.
Slay wants to know if you have a link to your Dramule killing Merlin.
Yeah, hang on.
Go for it.
You can move on to the next question here while I find that fitting.
Alright, cool. Couple questions in a row about how do you approach somebody or how do you attack somebody? Do you try and draw them in? Do you charge at them and jam them instantly? Sort of take us through, you know, you come up on somebody not near a station or a gate and you want to kill them. How do you feel about doing that?
If somebody's at a gate, we'll go in there, we'll see if they aggress first. You know, if they don't aggress, we'll go in like a ship that can tank gate guns, end them for a little bit and aggress them to see if maybe they'll fight with gate guns on their side. And most of the time, like say if it's a bigger ship or whatever, we'll come in and we prefer to have one person in there to throw on a point before we call anybody else in there. So that's pretty much what we do. You gotta have a point. If it's a fast ship, we'd rather you have somebody in there with a short point and a web. But other than that, whoever can hold a point on him and kill him, hopefully before everybody else, or kill him while everybody gets in there, and not die.
See, I'm trying to find some questions that weren't already answered. Yen is wondering about a practical class from you guys on basic maneuvers. I kind of don't know how that would work, but whether or not that'd be something you're open to is a pretty good question.
If you guys are really interested in learning, like on tactical maneuverings and stuff, I would say ask Agony Unleashed. You guys must have heard of them by now, or you know of them.
We've actually got a pretty good relationship with Agony.
Yes, I would say go and see them because, I learned all my stuff from Almogar Fogg, and he was the one that showed me, and he learned a lot of his stuff from Agony Unleashed. So, Agony Unleashed is a really good, solid core of teachers and stuff. They really know what they're doing, and they're really good pilots, and I think they got a really good handle on how to PvP and do tactics and stuff like that. We're pretty much more of a just run around, you know, we're pretty laid back, bunch of cool guys that, we don't take the game too seriously, but yeah, we just pretty much like to fight. That's pretty much it.
I see a recurring theme going on here. Flair wants to know if you guys have a public chat channel.
Yes, we do actually. It is Ransom. I don't know how you get into it, but. It's here. I'll type out what it's called in the class channel here. Yeah, that's our pretty much our public channel.
We'll expect it to be flooded in the next couple of days, I guess.
Yeah, we don't really mind too many. We don't mind people being in there. It's as long as you don't be an ass or anything like that, then you won't get kicked. You know, but the thing is, yeah, if you're looking for 1v1s, yeah, sure, ask in Ransom. Hey, you'll get a 1v1 in there for sure. But we pretty much, that's our public. As long as you're not a prick and you're nice to everybody in the channel, we don't allow any smack in that channel at all. So if you start talking bad about somebody, or if somebody starts talking bad about you, then they'll be asked, or you'll be asked to stop. And if it's not stopped, then the offending party will be removed from that channel.
Yeah, we have a lot of the same policies. I think I'd be pretty pissed off if some of our guys started smacking anyways, especially when we're invited into a channel like that. So I don't think you have to worry about that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's our public channel. It's where we, it's whoever wants to hang out or talk to us or anything like that. And that is also, by the way, that's also where we drag in people who we ransom. and and we'll leave them in there if they choose to stay in there. But so every once in a while, you get to see a ransom in progress in there.
That's awesome. No, it's really going to be forwarded. All right, well, I personally am running out of time. So I've been at this for about 1 hour and 45. If anybody else has any questions that either weren't answered or something you're just dying to know that you didn't hear, go ahead and type it up in class. And if nothing comes up, then you can stay on the TeamSpeak channel and just have open comments for a little while. All right, I'm just seeing a bunch of thanks. So, Nora, I want to personally say thanks for coming out and, offering your time to teach everybody. Really appreciate it. Also, thanks for being with the Honorable Pirates and always having fights. It's always a lot of fun seeing you out there and trading ammo with you. So, thanks a lot, and open comms.
Yeah, thanks a lot, you guys, for taking your time out of your day and interviewing me. You know, that was really cool. You know, I like I say, I've got a lot of respect for you guys. You know, I like seeing, I like to see what you guys do for the EVE community. I think it's great. And, yeah, a lot of props and respect to you guys.